Next question is Lola, L-O-L-A. Last name is T-O-U-S-S-A-N-T. Lola is a date of birth is 2/21/53. Today is 10/31/23. Our patient is a 71-year-old woman with history of Alzheimer's dementia. His daughter has just come back from Atlanta, Georgia, to take care of her because the family has become so tired taking care of her because of worsening condition in her Alzheimer's dementia. Patient used to weigh 160 pounds. She weighed 142 when her daughter returned, period. Lola used to be a housekeeper at Herman Memorial Hospital, then worked for the anesthesia department for some time, period. The daughter tells me that she's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. She has bouts of confusion, yelling episodes, especially at night, severe sundowner syndrome. She becomes agitated and uses profanity, where she never used profanity in the past. She's eating very little. She has a tendency to push food aside and sometimes throw her plate across the bed, period. She has decreased appetite and recently was hospitalized because of coronary artery disease and heart failure, period. I'm sorry, she's from not Atlanta, from Kansas City, period. Allergy, penicillin surgery, hysterectomy, some kind of bladder surgery, possible gallbladder surgery, family history. There is Alzheimer's dementia present in the family, both mom and dad died of old age, and Alzheimer's dementia. She has two kids, one died under social. She had two kids, one died at age 25. She does smoke, she does drink. She's been widowed for some time. She quit smoking and drinking some time ago. Review of system, not eating, not sleeping, sundowner syndrome, yelling episodes, agitation, pushing food away and throwing food around the room. Recent hospitalization with heart failure, other comorbidities include acute and chronic systolic heart failure, which caused her hospitalization, elevated troponin level consistent with myocardial infarction, pulmonary edema, diabetes mellitus, gastroesophageal reflux, hypertension, history of CVA, advanced dementia, coronary artery disease, hyperkalemia, left-sided weakness due to her CVA, period. Patient's blood sugar is not very well known because she does not allow patient my family to perform finger stick blood sugar, period. Her medication includes Seroquel,
50 milligrams, 1 milligrams, 10 milligrams, 7 milligrams, 90 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 milligrams, 90
which is not understandable.
She does not want to be examined. She doesn't want to have her blood pressure taken. She's awake.
She's confused. Blood
pressure was not done. Heart rate is
98.
Respiration
is 22.
She demonstrates muscle wasting around the neck, ankle, lower extremity. Patient's exam reveals
heart
pulses and pulses with an estimated gallop, lungs, wrong kind of valves, abdomen
soft,
hands are clear,
skin shows no
diaphragm, it has a dry lower extremity,
shows the
mild edema,
especially
left side. Here we have a 71-year-old woman with increased
confusion,
Alzheimer's dementia,
congestive
heart failure, recently hospitalized with worsening heart failure.
Both acute and chronic congestive heart failure. I'm in the process of assuming the ejection fraction on the last echocardiogram from from Memorial Hermann Hospital.
Next one was agitation end stage. Next one was Alzheimer's disease end stage. Next one was diabetes. Most likely not controlled because of non-compliance. Next number, sundowner syndrome. Next number, increased anxiety. Next number, patient will need higher dose of Seroquel to help her rest. Next number, muscle wasting. Next number, family states that they don't know when she had a stent placed, but apparently there must be some kind of stent placed because she's on Brilinta 90 milligrams twice a day. Next one is we're obtaining those records. Next one is, I believe that this time the ARIS can be discontinued in face of things with Alzheimer's dementia. Next one is diabetic neuropathy. Next one is weight loss. Next one is ADL dependence. Next one is bowel and bladder incontinence. Next one is Lola's no longer able to get out of bed because of weakness.
So, which is different.
Next one is significant weight loss, especially in the past 3 weeks from 160 to 142. Next one, overall prognosis
is grave given.
Finally, next number, the family has decided that they want to proceed with hospice care at home. They no longer want their mom to be transferred back and forth to the hospital. And the location of hospice at this time proposed that with new patients in hospice at this time to be patient comfortable.
Thank you.